Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sam, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Hey there, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. I missed you for a couple weeks. I apparently missed the award ceremony.
You haven't seen the awards hanging on the wall
yet? I haven't.
Here?
What award did we win?
We haven't hung them on the wall yet.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
I give you all the credit.
It's the best show in the history of radio. Unbelievable. Yes. We didn't realize we were that good, did we, Stephen?
Well, I did. But
I mean, you're 50% of it.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Thanks.
Two great guests here, two award-winning guests here in the studio today.
It's an award show.
It is. From Assisted Living Locators, it is Maria De La Guardia. And from Regis Business Centers, we are joined by Luis Hernandez. And we're going to start with Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program, Assisted Living Locators. Go ahead and just give us an overview of what your company is and what your company does.
Okay, well, Assisted Living Locators is a free elder care advisory service for families and seniors to help them explore and understand all the elder care options and the senior housing and resources that are available in this area. We are able to support our clients and advocate for them and help them really feel at home in the choices that they make. And we accompany them and we go and visit places, the facilities, the communities, the homes, and even really connect them with great home care companies that have strong reputations in our market. And the other thing we'd like to stress is Assisted Living Locators is locally owned and operated here in Atlanta. And so the owners are myself, Susan Reeder, and David DeLucia. And we cover all of Metro Atlanta. And because we own our businesses, we feel very, very strongly about the work that we do. It's not like we're employees that can just change jobs. So we really care very deeply about the work that we do.
Talk about the people that call upon you for your help and for your services. And when do they call you? At what point in the life of their elderly person do they typically give you that call?
Well, you know, surprisingly, it's not really the elder that typically calls us. It's usually their adult child or a niece or a nephew or the POA, or in the, you know, very, you know, sad cases is when someone has been hospitalized with a stroke or a serious fall and the social worker calls us. And so those are the cases that, you know, we typically see. We'd love to see the elder themselves accept that maybe they need more support and take the initiative to give us a call. And it does happen, but it's very, you know, few and far in between.
You mentioned when maybe somebody ends up in a hospital or whatever, and they is it typically last second? A lot of times, a lot of the phone calls are, oh my goodness, something's happened. We
yes.
need you tomorrow.
Yes, and we can always step in. Our placements typically, we prefer it to be 24-hour notice, but we've done placements as quickly as 12 hours, and usually they're what we call respite stays. It's a holding pattern till we can figure out the resources of the elder, because it does cost money. And so typically we do like a 7-day respite to get everyone on board to be able to do that, a proper placement, or we get in home care to come into the home and care for that elder while we figure out what to do. But we have done them in 12 hours.
Wow.
That is impressive, a 12-hour placement. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a little bit about the ideal. An elder does call you, mm-hmm. and they say, I'm kind of wanting to get ahead of the curve, and I want to start looking. Mm-hmm. If you could take your time in the process, what are some of the things you're stressing with that person who's looking for where they're going to be? What are the things you're looking for? Because you've been in a lot of different facilities, right. and you're trying to tell the person, here's what I'm looking for and what you should be looking for. Kind of talk through an ideal case.
Well, you know, typically what we would want to know is what their typical day is like. You know, what is their lifestyle? What do they do each day? And what did they used to do that they can't do anymore? And so that we can maybe create that opportunity for them. So, for example, maybe someone loves to garden, But now, you know, they can't get on their hands and knees. So finding a community that has raised gardens and that gardening is a really important part of their lifestyle would be an ideal situation. Or if someone's an artist, you know, and they really just need someone to help them set up their easel, get their paints together, and then have like an artist, you know, opportunity at their community. Or if they're the kind of person who just really, you know, is still very independent, but just doesn't like to cook anymore, or maybe they're now, you know, they've lost their spouse and they don't want to cook for themselves and they need that socialization. So we try to sort of get them to paint a picture of what their day is like. And then we look at their budget. Budget is a very key criteria. Then we also look at their, the location. You know, some people think, well, I want mom near me. Well, maybe mom needs to be near her church or her friends or maybe her doctors. Maybe she has a very, you know, serious illness that needs to be seen every week. And so it's what's going to be most important for the elder is what we want to focus on. And we have to sometimes help navigate that with the family.
And you're finding that obviously you guys have been in a lot of different facilities. I find it interesting that you ask about their day because I would imagine you can't be all things to all people. But certain living centers have certain focuses that they can, you know, we do have that raised garden. We do encourage arts and crafts. We do, I mean, whatever it is. Yeah. And so let me ask this question then. What are some of the more unique facilities that offer some things that you kind of walked in and went, wow, I didn't know they would do this?
Well, like some of the facilities offer a more wellness program. Mm. And so they have saltwater pools and they actually allow people from the community, usually it's, you know, 65 plus people from the community to come in and take, you know, water aerobics with alongside the residents. And it's actually a great marketing tool for them because they now are attracting 65 plus people into their community that maybe in 10 years they're going to be ready for an independent living environment and then transition into assisted living. Another community that I really love sits on 15 acres of wooded land, and they actually have a walking trail with handrails. So you can actually, you don't walk the 15, you know, acres, but, you know, it just sits on such beautiful land, but it's actually right on Roswell Road. And they also have the raised gardens, and on the same campus, they have an assisted living. So the independent living people are in their building, but the assisted living people are in their building. And sometimes spouses need to be separated based on their care needs, but they can actually visit with each other, have meals together. And so it's really a nice environment.
Sometimes spouses need to be separated regardless if you're elderly or not.
They definitely need their own bathroom, I think.
Yes. Our guest is Maria de la Guardia with Assisted Living Locators. And of course, as you mentioned, most of the phone calls you get are from the adult children that are concerned about their parents or a loved one. Are there certain signs that maybe the adult children or the others should be looking for that might say, hey, my mom or my dad or this person I love probably needs an assisted living home?
Right. Typically, we like to, in a couple, especially, you know, people are aging and we're living so much longer that dementia is a reality. And usually in a couple that's over 85, one of them will have dementia. And they sort of function as a unit while both are alive. And typically, and it's very unfortunate, but many times the spouse that passes first is actually the more healthy, mentally healthy spouse. And so all of a sudden you have a spouse that has cognitive impairment and is now left alone. And so they're not able to do a lot of the activities of daily living, such as, you know, feeding themselves, providing themselves nutritious meals. And so we always say, you know, be observant and see when there is one spouse that passes, there could be depression, nutritional deficiency, cognitive impairment, and that might be the reason you want to bring in home care for a while and see if that's sufficient. But home care is very expensive. So if somebody needs 24-hour, 7 days a week care, then home care may not be affordable. And so it's sort of looking at that. Another thing may be someone who has a series of falls. So if someone has fallen more than twice in a year, that is something you want to start considering, at least getting a pendant for them, a life alert. Assuming they have cognitively, they're cognitively sound, they'll know how to use it. But if they don't, then that's not going to be very effective.
I was going to ask, you mentioned home health care, so I'll go down that trail just a little bit. Do you guys also advise when someone says, I'm trying to decide for my parent whether it's assisted living or home health care? You can have that conversation
yes,
as well?
Okay. Yes, and we can also have the conversation around adult daycare, around senior centers, all the different things that we can provide our resources to them. And even somebody with very limited income, although we can't do the placement itself, we work with lots of reputable Medicaid companies that we can refer them to, as well as to the Area Agency on Aging here in Metro Atlanta that will provide a lot of resources to those families with very limited incomes.
All right. So I'm going to ask you probably the toughest question of the interview, but it's the question I always get asked in my line of work. You mentioned that this service is free to the client. So then the assumption then is that you are paid through the providers.
Exactly.
Is that correct? Okay. So then the most important thing is you've talked about your network. I would imagine you guys work very hard to make sure that you don't just have three choices for everybody. You work with as many relationships as you can, and it's all over the Metro Atlanta area. How big is the network that you guys work with?
Okay. Well, let's just start looking at Georgia. There are over 2,000 assisted livings and personal care homes alone. In Metro Atlanta, you probably have about 500 of them. We probably work with about 80% to 90% of them.
That's fantastic.
Yes. The ones we don't work with typically are always full. So therefore, we do check them out and we let the families know about them because it's very important for us to be a complete resource to them. But typically, there's not a spot. And we're talking about maybe three large communities like that in Metro Atlanta. And then the rest are these small little personal care homes that are 3 beds to 6 beds. We visit every home before it goes into our network. And if it does not meet our standards, and we have lots of different standards that we look at, which include the cleanliness, the curb appeal, the neighborhood, and then the inspection reports. The state does inspection reports and investigates any complaints. And we read all of those inspection reports. And if they don't make sense to us or we think they're not good, then we don't recommend them. We just can't in good conscience do that.
And you also mentioned that you are willing with your clients to go visit as well. So not just before they get in your network, mm-hmm. but with the person, hey, we've been
yes.
here and we'll take you around.
And that's what makes us true experts because we see the changes. We see the changes in management, the changes in staffing, the nursing, the new licenses that are now available. You know, now today you can't be called an assisted living unless you have the assisted living license. So everyone else is personal care home. And so it's really giving that distinction to the family because it does make a difference.
So, Maria, the company is Assisted Living Locators. By the way, great name. We have had a lot of companies on here, and you hear their names, and you have no idea what they do. Obviously, it's very clear what your company does, Assisted Living Locators. Tell us about the company, the background, how it got started, and how you got involved.
Okay, so Assisted Living Locators actually was founded in Scottsdale, Arizona, by a registered nurse named Angela Olea. And Angela and I grew up together in Savannah, Georgia. And I had a very different career prior to starting Assisted Living Locators here in Atlanta. But I started a family. And so I decided that I didn't want to have that international career traveling, and I wanted to do something very local and community-based. And Angela wanted to bring it to Georgia. And so I went out to Arizona and spent some time with her. I came back here, did a lot of research. There's lots of networking opportunities for people in our industry. And I got to know the people in my industry, and I really, really appreciated them. And I really valued the working relationships I saw between them. And luckily today we have that. So I bought into the business and started in Atlanta. And then Susan Reeder bought into my business, and we shared it. Then a franchise was sold in North Georgia to David DeLucia, and the rest is sort of history. We're now national, and we're in many, many large cities, including Chicago, Charlotte, Miami, San Diego, Los Angeles, all the big cities, Texas, Colorado.
That's great. Let me ask you to talk to the person who might be listening right to this show, whether live or on the podcast, and they're thinking, well, I don't need, Maria's help. I can just go online and search for these places myself. What would you tell that individual?
you might get very confused and you might get a lot of phone calls that you don't want by companies with very similar names, and you'll think it's the same company calling you, and it's not, and you'll get frustrated, overwhelmed, and your inbox will be full, and you won't know where to start. If you call us, the only person that's going to contact you is one of our advisors, and we're only four, so it's Susan, David, Pat, or Maria. And you'll deal only with us until you're ready to share your contact information with those communities. We'll streamline it. So instead of looking at 20 places, you're going to look at 3 or 4. And then after that, you decide who is going to be your top 1 or 2 priorities. And then from there, you share your information. It's much more manageable. You're typically dealing in a crisis situation, and you don't need additional overwhelm.
You know, Mike, I think it's okay to go to Google to search for what restaurant I want to eat at tonight. I don't think you go to Google to just start searching for where to put mom and dad. And it's interesting. Obviously, there's differences in how they build their business. And you started the interview by saying that you guys are local and that you only deal local. And then what really has come through is the consultation, the personal relationship, service. This is one of those things that service really is the most important factor. Would you agree?
Totally. I come from a customer service background, sales and marketing, and that's all I ever wanted to do was please my client. And I have two clients. I have the elder. Actually, I have three, the adult child and the community. I don't want to give the community or the home an inappropriate client. So we always try to double check, triple check, and make sure it's going to be a good match.
It's really handholding. I mean, you really are just take people by the hand, and it's okay. We're going to walk you through
this
process.
Sister. Yeah. I'm your daughter.
During a very stressful time of someone's life, obviously, when they're trying to decide, what do I do with mom or dad?
I would say it's one of the last most important decisions you make in someone's life.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's huge. And I have a little bit of overlap in my day job because I sell the insurance that covers this kind of stuff. So, we've all been in that situation, and it's good to have a soothing voice.
Maria, let's say, and again, the company is Assisted Living Locators. Let's say you're consulting with a client of yours, and you say, listen, these are 2 or 3 places that I would highly recommend, that they kind of meet a lot of the things that you've asked about. As these, maybe the adult children, I should say, go to visit some of these facilities, what are some of the questions they should be asking? What are some of the things they should be looking for when they're looking at an assisted living facility to decide if that's the best place for their loved one?
Okay, so we look at always the physical plant. So we want to see what kind of facility is it. Is it a ranch? Is it 2 stories, 3 stories? Is my loved one in a wheelchair? Is my loved one going to be able to navigate the size of the space? We also want to see what kind of odors are there. I don't care what kind of facility it is. That's the top thing that they should be focusing on is making sure it's clean and smells good. You can have accidents, but those need to be dealt with quickly. And we always want to see that. And because we visit communities all the time, when it's a repeated offense, then we can note that's something they need to deal with. And we don't just stop there. We actually call the facility, talk to the executive director and say, we think you have a problem and we're not going to be able to recommend your facility until this gets rectified. And the good news is that all of them deal with it and try to fix that problem because they know that we are advocates for their community, but we can't advocate when there's an issue. We also want to make sure that there's good gathering places for the residents. If it's a small home, that the dining room is sufficient to hold wheelchairs, walkers, good handrails, good lighting, what's important to your loved one. Do they like to walk? Make sure there's a good, nice, safe walking path for them. If it's memory care, that, if it's secure, make sure it's secure, but there is also an outdoor space for them. And if someone is sort of on the edge, maybe they might be a wanderer, but maybe not sure. There's a service called Wander Guard. And then some of the communities have that, do they have a Wander Guard system so that the doors would sound or lock if someone who might be a wanderer risk were trying to elope? We also look at what kind of services are provided. Are they assisted living or are they personal care? Assisted living, that license allows them to provide higher level of care, including taking care of catheters, colostomy bags, and providing medication, you know, administration. So a personal care home is not, they can do that, but they have to go through several steps and hoops to go through that through a proxy caregiver. So there's ways of getting around in personal care, but assisted living allows them to really age in place. And if they become bed bound, they don't have to apply for waivers. Also looking at the food, their programming, you know.
You've got like 10 sheets here of questions that you
go
through.
Oh, yeah. I have sheets and sheets of it, but
all the
I'm
more
going
reason
the
to
high
use Maria's
level.
Company.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And did you say elope?
People do elope.
I love that. What
they
a great
wanna,
word.
They want to go home, and home might be where they grew up. They don't remember those.
Maria, I wanted to ask this one quick question. Mm-hmm. You kind of started the interview saying that a lot of times it's last second. We need something done now. Is there a time period, a year ahead of time, 2 years ahead of time, 3 years ahead of time? Is there a good time where if you could have a room full of seniors and go, listen, if you just listen to one piece of advice, start at this point in time. I think some people would worry, well, if I sit down with Maria, they're going to really push me to make a decision.
No.
Yeah, you guys are very much, look, we'll take you to as many places as we need. I mean, utilize our resources.
I'm working with Joan and Ed since 2011.
So you're
and we're I think this summer we might make that move.
So it's okay to
absolutely.
Draw this out.
Exactly. All we ask is just keep in touch with us because, you know, Joan and Ed, for example, they were out of touch for a year, but they called me back. And so I will get my referral fee and get paid. And we just ask for you just to keep in touch with us. We'll check in with you every 6 months to see how things are going. But no, start early. At a minimum, sit down with your family and tell them what your wishes are.
Well, let's go ahead and give all that information so folks can figure out how to get in touch with you.
Okay, so the best way to reach us is to call our telephone, which is 404-921-0064. And there you will get our answering service who will then triage and send you to the first available advisor. We are by territory, but we cover for each other and share information. And then our website is www.assisted-living-atlanta.com.
Assisted-living-atlanta.com.
Correct.
Maria, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Great to meet you and have you here. Moving on here on our program on Gwinnett Business Radio, Mike Salmon alongside Steve and Julian. And joining us now from Regis Business Centers is the general manager, Luis Hernandez. Good morning, Luis.
Good morning, Mike.
Tell us all about Regis Business Centers.
Regis Business Centers is an organization that is now global with 2,000 locations providing a flexible office space on your terms. Basically, you come in, bring in your laptop, and we have everything already set, ready to go. So you can do business. You'll find a receptionist. You'll find meeting rooms available for you. And you'll find a fully furnished office for you to sit down and do work and meet with your guests.
So flexible office space. So these are for companies that maybe don't need a storefront, but they need an office or a place for people to go to. And it's a professional place where you have, as you mentioned, a receptionist. And you walk in because we have all our Business Radio X studios, and we have several in the Atlanta area. It just happens that all of them happen to be in Regis Business Centers.
Right.
People walk in, and they see the reception area, and they go, oh, my God, is this all Business Radio X? Well, no, it's Regis, but we get that benefit.
Exactly. And you use as much as you need. If you need one office, you just use one office. If you need 10 offices, then we offer you 10 offices on the floor.
Well, you know, Business Radio X, they're the best, so they wanted to go with the best, right? I mean, that's the
absolutely.
That's the obvious kissing up comment that has to be made.
That's why you're here co-hosting the show
exactly.
with me.
Exactly. I know what I do well.
Yes, it's been a long-term relationship with Business Radio X. One of the benefits is that as Business Radio X keeps growing and adding locations, they just look for another Regis location nearby, and they just set up shop.
Because you guys are global.
Exactly. And so, we can get you guys going in 24 hours usually.
Luis, I want to ask you a question to focus on kind of the a la carte stuff, because I think sometimes people go, well, I don't need a full – I don't even need a room all the time. I just need kind of some occasional services. So talk about some of those occasional services that as a business owner, okay, I don't want to rent a whole room from you guys every month, but I'm working out of my house. What could I use Regis for?
There are several different ways people that can use Regis on a part-time basis or just on-demand basis. They can either do a virtual office with us where we will receive mail for them only at a low cost, and we will receive the mail, hold it here for them. We'll receive their FedEx and UPS packages. Another service that we offer is telephone answering, where we'll answer their phone by a live person, 8:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, in a professional voice. It's always answered probably in the first ring or two. And then from there, we can transfer to somebody's cell phone, somebody's home office. We can route calls to a corporate office if needed to.
I did not know Regis offered that. Interesting.
Yes. It's almost like a call center for specifically for your business. So at a very low cost, you don't have to hire an employee to have somebody know your business, know what you're about, answer questions about your business, provide information as far as websites, telephone numbers, customer care phone numbers. And the other packages we have are, for example, prepaying for somebody who's going to come in and use an office for 5 days a week or 10 days a week. We have packages for that. So people who don't want a full-time office and they don't want to have a commitment to some kind of long-term rent, they can just prepay for 5 or 10 days. And even shorter than that, we have people that come in for just an hour and use an office for an hour. They use a meeting room for an hour because our meeting rooms are here and we just book them as you need them. And you can have them set up with a projector. You can have catering brought in. Basically, just everything you would do to have a professional meeting that you would otherwise have an assistant, a secretary do, we are already geared and set up to help you and get you going so you can just concentrate on your business instead of all the auxiliary services that take up your time and aren't really making you productive or making you any money. These are the things that take up your day and take up your time and planning, contingency errors. You know, we take care of all of that. You call us in, we'll reserve the room, we'll set up catering, we'll get everybody in, we'll greet your guests, we'll stand up, let them know they can wait in the waiting area or they can pass into the room if you're already in there. And so they'll have that warm feeling that, oh, wow, I got really professionally attended here. I want to come back. And who is this company that, you know, has these great employees that are attentive? So that's the image that we want you to have as a Regis client.
And you mentioned the meeting rooms and you have larger conference rooms. And I know some locations like the one here in Duluth, you actually have a classroom.
Exactly. We have a 30-person classroom with a drop-down projector screen. And we can configure it as a classroom or as a theater style or U-shape. And just tell us what suits your needs and what type of presentation you will be doing. And we will help you set it up the right way to maximize the intent of that presentation.
Steven asked about the a la carte services and the individual services like that. But if you come and actually rent a full-time office space, it's not just the space. There's so many other amenities. Talk about everything else that kind of comes with it that you can have in the package.
Well, a lot of people forget that when they get a space and they get four walls, that they have to bring internet. They're going to have to bring a phone system. They're going to have to get some type of kitchen for their employees. Here, you'll have – not only will you have the four walls, you're going to have the desk. You're going to have the phones. You're going to have the internet. It's all plug and play. But on the other side, you also have a kitchen that you're not paying for to keep stocked. And you won't have an employee that needs to keep stocking the kitchen. You will have a place you can go and always get coffee, tea, hot chocolate, not only you, but your guests. So these are the things that people don't think about until it's that time. And the fact that you come in and you don't have to hire an extra employee. We have employees here that are basically yours to use on an on-demand basis. So instead of hiring somebody to work 18, 20, 40 hours a week, you can have somebody just do a project for you on a 15-minute increment time basis and just pay them for that one time that you use them and no more. We had an example up in one of our locations in Cumming where somebody was thinking about hiring an employee for 20 hours, but I asked him, so do you really need them for 20 hours? He said, no, but you know, that's what people need. They're not going to come work for less. And I said, well, think about it this way. You can just use us, you know, 4 or 8 hours a week, whatever it is, we'll do the work that you need and you're done. How about that? And that made a lot of financial sense to them and their controllers. It's like, all right, so we don't have to pay for employee benefits and compensations and all this. It's like, no, this is just, like going to some kind of storefront and getting your services done and walking out.
You mentioned at the top of the interview, we're talking with Luis Hernandez with Regis Business Centers, that the company is worldwide. So if I was in Toronto on business, I could find a Regis Center and rent an office for a day?
Exactly. We have 40 locations in Georgia. We have 800 in the U.S., and we're now up to 2,000 workstations, offices worldwide.
London?
London is where it all started, actually.
Paris?
Yes.
Istanbul?
I've had people ask me about Korea lately, and I've found offices in Korea. I find offices in Africa and South Africa. It's just incredible when you start looking at different world maps and people don't think you're there and you are.
You really are there.
I was going to say Luxembourg. That would be my stumper. Mike asked if I go to Toronto. So if I go to Toronto and I don't have a relationship with you guys already, I could come in and take care of something. But if I already have a relationship here, I would imagine the ease of getting into that meeting room would be that's the power of
could
the global
company. Could you
book
that here in Atlanta if I needed that?
Yes. Every Regis client receives a Regis Gold Card. With this Gold Card, it enables you to get 10% discount off any meeting room that you take anywhere around the world. With this Gold Card, it's going to give you access to what we call a business lounge. It's basically a place that takes the Starbucks, the mentality of going to a coffee shop just to get business done, and puts it in a professional setting where you have soft seating, you have Wi-Fi, you have access to coffee and tea, and all this is included in your membership at no additional cost. And that way you can drop in, and let's say you're having a meeting at 1, but you're there early, just sit down, have a seat, do some work, be productive until your meeting starts.
Mike, Luis said soft seating. There are a bunch of business leaders in Gwinnett County who work out of their homes who know exactly what he's talking about. Starbucks designs their chairs so that after 2 hours, you have to go because your backside's asleep. So, and by the way, I would want to meet the business owner who rents here at Regis or who has a relationship with Regis and is trying to get their money back, their return on investment, just from the coffee. Because y'all's kitchen and coffee bar, fantastic.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
As someone who gets to benefit from that without having the gold membership privileges that Mike has.
Talk about the types of businesses that typically use your services.
Well, that's a tough question, actually. I think that would be your tough question for the day.
It might be easier to say who doesn't use your services.
Because there's just a range of businesses. We have so many people that are starting out, getting out of their house and moving out of their basement and trying to get their business off the ground. And we're able to help them and incubate their business until it grows enough to where they can actually either get bigger space, get bigger offices, more offices, or grow their business to the size where it can be sold and make that profit that they've been waiting for from the beginning of that napkin that they drew up a long time ago. On the other side, we have Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies that use us because they need to expand quicker than they can get their own space. So you end up with a lot of satellite offices for big name companies because it makes so much sense for us to get them up and going and running and be able to house their employees on such a quick turnaround. If you think about right now at this center, I could get somebody walk into an office right now, sign a one-page agreement. We could get their phones and internet up and running in the next couple of minutes, and they can start working. That's how quickly we can turn around a business and get and be productive.
So you mentioned all the locations around the world. Let's focus on Gwinnett County for just a second. Obviously, we're located here in Duluth on Satellite Boulevard across from Gwinnett Place Mall. Talk about some of the other locations just right around Gwinnett. And if you want to go into the metro, you said 40. I don't know if you want to give all 40, but give some of the ones here in Gwinnett County.
Well, the location we have here is the 3235 Satellite Boulevard right across from Gwinnett Place Mall, Gwinnett Place Ford, and Chevy. Then there's another location about 2.5 miles up the street. It's right between on Satellite Boulevard, right between 120 and Sugarloaf.
Luis, I'll tell you though, it's not as good as this place here.
Of course not. Of course
no,
not.
There's no other location better than mine.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we do have another location about a corner away from Sugarloaf Mills Mall. And that location is called the Huntcrest location on North Brown Road.
One of the things you touched upon, Luis, at the very beginning of the interview is the people that work for Regis and the benefits you get of having great, awesome people that will basically could be the face of your company, answering the phones, greeting people as they come to the offices and so forth. So here in Duluth, we get Luis Hernandez. Tell us about Luis Hernandez and how you got involved with Regis.
I got involved with Regis by a friend who brought me into the company in 1998. And it was I started answering phones for Regis at one of the newest centers that opened in Alpharetta. And from there, we went into the customer service side, helping clients with their administrative tasks and invoicing. And a year ago, Regis, I did spend about 5 years with Regis at that time, went to look at some other things I could do and came back to Regis. And from there, came back as a general manager and been a general manager now for about a year at Regis. So it speaks to how Regis allows you to grow in the company and basically go as far as you can take yourself.
Great. Well, for those that are listening that say want to find out more, maybe check into some office space and so forth, go ahead and give the website any other contact information you want to give.
Go to www.regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-I-S.com, not the hair salon, as people confuse it with. or you can call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES. The number for this particular location, if you want to speak directly to Luis Hernandez, is 770-291-2222.
Great. Luis, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Luis Hernandez with Regis Business Centers. And also a big thank you to Maria de la Guardia with Assisted Living Locators. Also a thanks to you for listening out there. A reminder that you can listen to this program in any of our Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. If there's any misspellings, you can blame Brandon for that. And you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, I got to get out of here. I got a lunch appointment. We're going to find a place with some soft seating.
Soft seating. I learned something new today. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.